going to make a scene in a minute. I first want to thank all the sponsors for tonight. Rivki and Maurice Bortz, Abe and Chanato Piel, Moshe and Sivam, in memory of Edith Meyer, David Friedlander, Adam and Lindsay Oaken, the Kreiner family, Michelle and I, Jacobson, Yankel Rosenberg, Susan Frieden, the Pantaliot family, Beverly and Henry Shachar, and the Zelniki family in Toronto. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank the Chevra that worked so hard to prepare this, especially Dov Berish, Perkel, who spent the whole day and many days before with the rest of the Chevra getting ready. And the Hanhala of the Shul and all the Chaverim, the Chaveris, Sadiq, and Zakonias. I want to thank Eitan Katz and the Chevra for always being with us to sing the songs of Eretz Yisrael, to sing the songs of Yushalayim. We should be zeichet to sing them together in Yushalayim. So, there are no words with which I could express my gratitude for Chaverim from really all over the world, who are Mishtatif and Siyumim, Mishnayis, and learning from the Sechtis, and Gemara, and Shas. People who initiated different limudim. For my father, that my father's Zichron Levracha, it's his yahrzeit tonight, today, Tu B'Shvat. It's 2 years. And that was his entire life. There's really this, also this wonderful Chaverim, Dani and Yosef Ellenberg, that heard that the last Masechta that my father, Zichron Levracha, was learning was from Masechta Talmud. And they took upon themselves to learn Masechta Talmud. And all of these limudim that mean so much to myself and to my entire family. And my father, Zichron Levracha, was able to bring out so much love. He said so little, and he himself showed very little in an obvious way. So only people who really are mevinim and what a Jew is understood what that person was, my father, Zichron Levracha. But for him, there's nothing more important. He wouldn't understand the rest of what's happening here at all. But with the Siyum, he would understand. Learning Torah, that's what he understood, and that's what meant more to him than anything in the world. Tu B'Shvat, he would have a box, so much harder than this. And he would eat them, and he would break one and tell me to eat it. And I said, I didn't like it. And he said, I didn't ask you if you liked it. You're supposed to eat it. It's Tu B'Shvat. And make a bracha and eat it. It's Paris of Eretz Yisrael. I was just telling Rabbi Yeshua a few minutes ago how my father, Zichron Levracha, remembered how in his hometown in Ungvar there was a wealthy Jew. It was the only time he ever heard that anybody had actually taken a trip to Eretz Yisrael. And this Yid took a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and he came back with a few peiros that looked already very, very, very dried out and very tired peiros that he brought with him from Eretz Yisrael. And my father said that he remembered that the whole town came. There were thousands of people crowding in, and the Rav sat there, and the different tzaddikim that came from the neighboring towns and Shtetlach, and they came there, and how the Rav was giving out little pieces, and how Jews were crying to hold on to a piece of Eretz Yisrael. So let's begin with L'shem Yichu Kuchibichu Shchintei Ayideahu Tomer Venelam L'shem Kol Yisrael Harina Makashim Zatzmein L'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kedushas Yerushalayim, the Kedushas Kolat Tzadikim Amitim Shabadereinu, the Kolat Tzadikim Amitim Shaychne Ofa, Kedushim, Asher Baritz Haim, that we should give Nachas Ruach to the Bari Erlam, that we remember his land, and we Mekusha to Eretz Yisrael, and we want to return to Eretz Yisrael, that all Jews should be able to return in good health, we Yalichenikom Yisrael Tzayim. So I'm going to make a Siyum on Mishnayis, also on the Sechta, these are Limudim of my own Limudim, and the rest of the Chevra, Simon on all of Mishnayis, on the Sechta Makis, on the Sechta Tomer. Hadnur Loch, Shita Sidra Mishnah, Mesechta Makis, and Mesechta Tomer, Vahadnur Loch, Deitan Loch, Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Mesechis Makis, and Mesechis Tomer, Vadaitach Lan, Lidnissen Sheminach, Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Lidnissen Sheminach, Mesechta Makis. Before, when I was mentioning the names, I left out the most important person. That's why it's always a problem with the names. But I didn't mention our dear friend Yaakov Zeldin, for all that he does and continues to do for this. I'm Medrash, Hashem should give him and Lani and the children long, healthy years, Bezat Hashem. So what I'm going to say now, it's a little bit different than the usual Tu B'Shvat Torahs that I've said over the years. It's because of a conversation that I had with my mother, she should have long, healthy years. The other day, she doesn't remember things as well, things that happened today or yesterday. She's remembering things from 70, 80 years ago, many things I wish she didn't remember. She's remembering things, and she was talking about when they were taken away. She was talking about how she remembers that, how cloudy it was that day. It wasn't raining, but you couldn't see the sun at all. And really, many, many years of clouds followed. We say every day in davening, Mechaser Shemayim Ba'ovim, Hameichin L'Aretz Mata. Mechaser Shemayim Ba'ovim, that Hashem is Baruch covers the skies with clouds. During that time, He's preparing the rain. So Tu B'Shvat, we enjoy the fruits, the pears, and every year Tu B'Shvat, for the past 29, 30 years or so, I'm talking about the pears, the trees, the fruits, Eretz Yisrael. But those pears, those fruits, those trees can't grow without rain. And the rain can't fall unless there are clouds. Hamechaser Shemayim Ba'ovim, Hameichin L'Aretz Mata. And I was thinking about this after talking to my mother. I was thinking about it on Shabbos. The Baruch Shalom reminded us this past Shabbos, yesterday Hashem's Baruch was talking to us about how besides Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah, there are other shluchim that He has in this world. He has many, many shluchim. And that's exactly how Chazal and Rashi understood the existence of these miraculous amudim, these pillars that we had with us. V'Hashem harlach lefneiham yoimam b'amud onan l'amchoisam haderach. Hashem went with them and sent ahead this cloud, this pillar of a cloud. V'layla b'amud eish l'hoyalahem, at night, a pillar of fire to illuminate their way. L'lechis yoimam b'layla. So Rashi says, l'amchoisam haderach haydei shliach. These pillars, these clouds, shluchim, were messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shluchel shel Adam Kamoisai. And these were shluchim kivyachel of the Bari Olam. And Rashi brings down, Umiyu HaShliach Amud HaOnan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidam relichu b'fneya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was moving this cloud before us as we walked through the Midbar. She'omud ha'onan ma'ashlim la'omud ha'esh, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the Sugi of Chanukah, in the Neis of Chanukah. Va'omud ha'esh ma'ashlim la'omud ha'onan. And everybody knows that the chasima of the entire Sefer of Shmos, meaning our leaving Mitzrayim and heading towards Yerushalayim, V'skianan Hashem ala mishkan yoimam, v'eish tia laila boy, le'enei kol beis Yisrael, b'chol mas eihem. The tzaddikim tell us that this means b'chol mas eihem mamish, that in all of our journeys, because each one of us is doing our best to leave Mitzrayim and get to Yerushalayim. Every single time that you and I are challenged with something in this world, and to be able to see beyond the way that it looks, and to see the pnimius, to see that siyon, that Yerushalayim inside of this moment, we're trying to leave the meitzar of that external world, that outside world, and to enter into the world of Yerushalayim, of Tzion Yerushalayim. And the Baruch Shalom promises us, it's the chesima of Sefer Shmoyes, of the Sefer of Golus and Geula. Hashem's Baruch promises us, b'chol maaseyim, that wherever you and I are going in our lives, like Rabbi Nachman Susan said, that wherever I'm going to Yerushalayim, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. The b'chol maaseyim, that wherever you and I are journeying in life, that Hashem Yisbarach sends these two shluchim of the Amud Ha'onan and the Amud Ha'esh, l'ha'ir lahem. It's the gewaldige diuk of the Netziv, Zecher Tzad V'Kosh Levracha. And it says in Pasuk, V'eish, it says, ki anan Hashem la mishkan yoyma, V'eish ti alayla boy. And the Gemara says, each one's mashlim the other. So the Netziv learns that the pshat is that in truth, they were not two amudim, they weren't two clouds. Bow in the singular means that there is really one cloud, one Metzias, that Hashem Yisbarach made, this Nes. And this one cloud, this one Metzias, there were times that it was a cloud, an Anan, an Amud Ha'Anan, Yoimam. And then that same cloud, that same Amud, would become a cloud or a pillar of fire. So instead of it being two amudim, which is the way that we understand when we read Chumash, then the Netziv says that's not true. And when the Gemara says that each one's mashlim the other, the understanding of that is that really the two amudim were mischalfim. It was really one amud that had different faces. It had a face of an anan, of an anon of a cloud, and it had a face of fire, of ash. But it was really one cloud, one pillar. So one of the great Talmidim of the Netziv was Rav Kook, Zecher Tzad V'Kosh Levracha, Sus Yelan V'Kol Yisrael. And Rav Kook in his parish, Eina Ayo, on the Gemara, in his Chedush HaGodes and the Gemara in Shabbos, he doesn't bring from his Rebbe, from the Netziv, but he's revealing to us the pnimius of what the Rebbe was saying. And all of us, you and I, have felt this in our lives. B'chol ma'aseihem. Each one on our journey. And Rav Kook explains that these are two hanhagis of Hashem in the world, two ways that Hashem leads us through the desert. Through Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, each person, Am Yisrael, towards Geula that we believe in, B'Emunah Shleima. And the first hanhagi is the hanhagi of the Anan, of the Amud Ha'anan. And Rav Kook says that Hanhag of Hashem, that's the one that my mother was talking about in Munkach in 1943, when suddenly Chas Shemayim Ba'ovim, the sky became covered with clouds. And this Hanhoge of Hashem is Hanhoge of Hester Parnam, of Hashem's face being hidden behind those clouds. And it's a Hanhoge of Nisyonos, of Yisurim, of suffering, of difficulties, of all of those things that cloud our happiness in life. Persons are to get married and have children, and then there's a cloud that comes over that child, Hashem Yirachem. We've been thinking about this the past few weeks, each and every one of us. Those clouds that came into the life of beautiful families. And that comes sometimes into a marriage, into a person's heart, into a person's emunah. That's a hanhage, Rav Kook says, that's the hanhage of the Amud Ha'onam. That it's a beautiful sunny day. But then there are clouds on the way to Yerushalayim. And the second face of the same Amud, because we believe Be'emunah Shleima that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The same loving and caring Rabbeinu Shel Olam leaves us with an Amud Ha'esh, with a fiery face of love, of warmth. Rav Kook says, Chamimus and Or, the shining face of Ha'oris Ponim, and that's what the Nitziv is telling us. That really, these are not two separate, different Amudim, even though in our lives, it's so hard for us to understand. Because in our lives, it seems to us that there's such steers, there's such contradictions between these two ways, and we become very, very broken by this split vision. Ki'ilu there are two amudim. Ki'ilu there are days that Hashem is on fire with His love for me, and He leads me with a fiery or with an or of His love. But then there are days that Hashem Yisbarach has turned away from me, and Chalila, He can't stand me, and all I see are clouds. And during that cloudiness, I can't believe in those words of David HaMelech, HaMechas HaShemayim Ba'ovim, that while the sky is covered with clouds, and it seems to you as if He hates you and He's turned away from you, at that moment, Hamechin La'aretz Matar. At that moment, the Rebbeinu Shlom is humming Tu B'Shvat Higia into your ears, that it's going to rain. And the clouds, every single cloud in life, only the Rebbeinu Shlom knows why and for how long and how thick the cloud is. But every single cloud, b'chol ma'aseinu, every single cloud is only to bring forth rain that will bring those trees and those fruits of our lives. And ultimately, chumi zimras ha'aretz, the fruits of Mashiach Tzikeinu, the fruits of all that we worked hard for as Jews, as husbands and wives and parents and grandparents, to have good parents, she'ei perisecha masukim. Mashiach is going to say, "Ne perisecha masukim." All you wanted was to have fruit that was sweet, but Rabbi Shalom, what happened to the fruits that I had when they were little, When this boy was little, when this girl was little, she was so sweet. What happened? Something happened, and this child's life was covered with a cloud. And that cloud could come in different ways. And I was talking about this yesterday morning by Shabbos, by the Drasha, that every single moment that we're looking at the child down here, we have to always look up to see the child up there. And to believe that at the end, it's going to be known to us, and Mashiach is going to give us, each and every one of us, he's going to give a delicious pre, and he's going to say, Hirei Perisach HaMasukim, look at your children now. Now that the cloud has been lifted, now that the cloud has been turned around and you see the Omud Ha'esh, that all along it was always a pillar of fire, but it became covered with a cloud, and that child was covered with a cloud. And so it is sometimes between a husband and wife, and between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that feeling of covering. And Rav Kook writes, you shouldn't think that that period of time that you went through of clouds has nothing to do with the light that follows. It's really one pillar with two sides. And davka, because of the cloud, the fire, the rain. Omud ha'anan hichshich. The pillar, the cloud, caused, brought a darkness. Vayde oisa hektarius yotza pulasa. And davka, through that cloud, and because of that darkness, in only a way that Hashem knows, that because of that darkness, because of that cloud, the rain was able to fall and to bring forth all the beautiful fruits of our lives. It's hard, it hurts us. But that's what we believe. Omud ha'esh she'eya. That really inside the Omud ha'anan, the Omud ha'esh was burning. In those years where you and I are waiting for Yeshua. When we're waiting, those years that we're waiting for Yeshua, for Shoshana li Ilanus is gematria, the Yeshua's kivisi Hashem. And those years that we're waiting for Yeshua, we're waiting for this to take root, for it to grow. Husband, wife, waiting for children. Parents, waiting for the children. Waiting for those children to ripen, to develop. Really, during that time, the Amud Ha'esh, the pillar of fire, is burning. There are so many unbelievable things that emerge in our lives, davka, because of that darkness of the cloud that was before. Cheshkas or hatzedek v'or yiras Hashem v'avosai. Vein parlois chalifais v'yirida v'aliyah. Yirida v'aliyah, Rav Kook says. The revolving cloud of Hashem. Aliyahs and yiridas in our lives. Aliyah v'yirida hakol b'seda oruch. Everything the Baruch Shalom has a seder. The same way in the Midbar, exactly in this place, how long, where, when, everything is with a seder. Okay, omud ha'onan mashlim la'omud ha'esh. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, that each omud is mashlim, and it explains, each omud is mashlim the other omud. It's one omud. V'omud ha'esh mashlim la'omud ha'onan. And because of that now, we can understand Pnimius, the Yontif of Tu B'Shvat. And I'm thinking about my mother, Ben Chaim L'Chaim, my father, Reb Mordechai, Ayi Yosef ben Chaim Moshe, Zichron Levracha. And many of your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, said yesterday, Ve'avor Marasa, that along the way from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, there are places that we stop that are bitter. Ve'avor Marasa. We came to a bitter place. V'lo yochu lishtois mayim mimora kimorim hay. And over there we couldn't drink the water. We couldn't bear it. Kimorim hay. Because not only was the water bitter, but as the Sfarim say, that we became ourselves embittered. The Beis Yaakov Schuson explains how we were filled with such excitement and such cheshek. All the nisim, all the makis, and kriyas yamsuf, and everything was gevaldik, everything that we saw. And then vayavo marasa. It's my mother was saying, I was a happy teenager. My friends, I had a wonderful family and a wonderful, beautiful life. And then, Vayavo Marasa, the clouds came. They came to a place that was bitter. They were taken to a place of bitterness. And they went to the tzaddik. And they were crying to the tzaddik, Manishta, how can we live like this? What can we drink? How can we live? Manishta. Vayitzak al Hashem. And the tzaddik and Moshe Benu screamed and cried out to Hashem Zbar. And here's Tu B'Shvat. Vayareyu Hashem eitz. And Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree. Vayareyu Hashem eitz. Vayashlech al amayim vayimtuku amayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu took this eitz, this Tu B'Shvat, eitz, this tree, and he threw it into the water, and vayimtuku amayim, and the waters were sweetened. So the Medrash, the Tanchuma says that vayareyu is a lashon of hayra. That the Baruch Shalom was teaching something to Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of us have been taught this lesson. B'chol Ma'aseinu, we've been taught this lesson, but 70, 80 years ago, that time, the lesson was taught, and the bitterness was beyond anything we could understand. What was the lesson? Vayareyu Hashem Eitz, a lashon of hayra. That the Baruch Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I want to teach you something. Take this tree. Take this piece of wood. What was the lesson? So the Tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He assumed that in order for the waters to be sweetened, that the Baruch Shalom was going to give him honey. That the Baruch Shalom was going to give him a barrel of honey. Something sweet, something delicious. And that would sweeten the bitterness, the waters of Mara. So the Baruch Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, sit down, I want to teach you something. I'm not like human beings. Achshav atatzorach lumaid. Moshe Rabbeinu sat like a little boy in cheder. Achshav atatzorach lumaid. Hashem says, listen to me. Shnema vayireyu Hashem eitz. Umaha eitz. The Medrash says, "Nu, Taka, what was this eitz?" It wasn't anything that's on the plate. It wasn't an eitz of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't from the Shivas Aminim, Chameshas Aminim. According to this day in the Tanchuma, it was an Arava. An Arava is what? Mishkan Tam, Mishkan Reyach, the Arava that symbolizes all that is bitter and broken in this world. Jews have an expression for a Yid that's gone through a lot of suffering that he's a used Hoshana. That's a clapped, an Arava Hoshana. That was banged more than five times. He was knocked. He was hurt more than five times in his life. And that was the eitz, the Arava. Mishkan Tam, Mishkan Reyach. Ray, the Medrash ends and says, look at this. Kama mufloin drochav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How wondrous are the ways of Hashem. And we wish that they wouldn't be so wondrous. But mufloin darke Hashem. Bosav Adam b'mosaik mirape asamar. When a human being sees that there's something bitter, he sweetens it with something that's sweet. He puts in sugar, he puts in honey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mar merape esamar. But one of the anhogis of how Hashem is Baruch fears the Welt is that b'mar merape esamar, that with the bitter arava, he was merape, he cured and healed and made sweet the bitter waters of Marah that we couldn't drink, we couldn't bear. Now it's the teva, it's the nature of a human being. A person who looks at the world with plain eyes. A person who's not a pnimis dekeid, who's not an ish pnimi. Person who doesn't spend his life seeking kirvas elokim. And when he sees the clouds, he runs away. You know, this past week in Israel was raining the whole time, you know? You heard? It was raining a lot this past week. The week before, then it was beautiful for a few days, and then it was raining. You ever go in a monit with a driver? The best shiurim I always hear in Eretz Yisrael from those guys. And you're in the monit, and you're late for some place, and Eretz Yisrael is when it, and your time it rains a little bit, so it's like a whole standstill. And you say something like, "Oh, yeah, Geshem, Geshem." He says, and this guy without yarmulke puts his hand on his head. He says, "Chazdei Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach Shemo." Right? The clouds are here and the rain's coming. And you're not happy with the traffic in Yerushalayim. Hameichin la'aretz mata. Mechazer shemayim ba'ovim. Hameichin la'aretz mata. But it's so hard for us. It's so hard for us because and let's face it, there are many, many different types of plants in the world. So there are certain plants, I don't know anything about this stuff. My father, Zichron Levach, he loved gardening, and he used to talk to me about how to plant different things, and I was never paying attention to it. But there's things like, maybe like lettuce, I don't know, that it needs a lot of tipul and just the right amount of water. In general, vegetables, yarkas, and just the right amount of sunlight. And if the lettuce doesn't get exactly that warmth, if the amud ha'esh is not shining for that plant, the plant withers and dies. And there are Jews like that also, Hashem Yirachem. That if they didn't hear a dozen times that day, I love you, if they didn't see the fire and the light of Hashem's love, or of a husband's love, or of a wife's love, or of a child's A-plus behavior, if things are cloudy in life, then just like a piece of lettuce, it shrivels and shrinks. It's fafal. But then you have other things that grow. I mean, the joke in my house is that, you know, by me, a vegetable platter is French fries and onion rings, you know. Not lettuce and pepper. I'm trying to do a little bit better. My father, Zichron Levracha, was not a piece of lettuce. You want to say, like, you know, Mr. Potato? Remember that? Where the roots are deep, deep, deep in the ground. Deep in the ground, deep in the earth. And all the clouds that came into his life. Tzadik HaToma Yifrach. Tzadik HaToma Yifrach. You know, the word Tamar, it says in Svarim, you could talk for 100 years just about each one of the meaning, but the Tamar, Tzadik HaToma Yifrach, Tamar is Lashon of Tmura. Chalifin, Tmuras. What does that mean? It means that there are some Jews who they only are able to grow and become great when it's a sunny day, when things are going well, when life is easy, and your parents are there, life is good, and you have parnasa. But then there are other Jews who, with all the tmuras of life, tamar means exchanges, masechta tmura, with all the changes from amud ha'esh to amud ha'ona, that somehow, the tzadik atama yifrach, that somehow that fruit becomes more and more delicious, more tasty, becomes stronger. It was a wonder in our eyes. The children, my sister, myself, my wife, my brother-in-law, the grandchildren had the source, and now we have Baruch Hashem. Also the great-grandchildren, now we have one that was just a few weeks ago that was named after my father, Baruch Hashem. It takes many years for a tamar to grow. They don't grow overnight. It's not like a lettuce or a pepper. Chazal said it has a lev echad. It has the luluv, lev echad, the tamar, lev echad. It has one heart that's filled with emun. So I want to share with you something very sweet and very simple to end. Had a ma'aseh, but then I was talking to my wife about a ma'aseh to share with you. Then she mentioned to me that there was something that she saw. She was looking through one of the Jewish magazines, and she doesn't normally look at the children's section. They have a children's section. But she said there wasn't much to read in the adult section. So she took a look at the children's section. And I don't know why this is something, I just read it a few times and it moved me. I don't know if it's going to mean anything to you, but it just moved me, that's all. I wanted to share with you, it's about everything I just spoke about, really. There's a beautiful place in Eretz Yisrael. I was lucky to be there twice, called Beit Chilkia. Any of you ever been there? It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Off the highway. A beautiful moshav, Beit Chilkia. And there's a family there that's keeping Shemitah. And they went to the family, to the children, and there's a little boy, Natan. And they asked Natan, are there any special stories that your family experienced because of Shemitah? That's what they asked the little boy, Natan. And this is what he said, and they wrote it down. He must have heard this because he's talking about earlier Shemitahs, but he says the following. There's a picture of him on the other page. He looks like he's maybe 11 years old. He said, yes, our family has a nice story that happened two Shemitahs ago. At that point, my family was growing many, many esrogim. And it was a very cold winter. Ice and frost clung to many trees in Eretz Yisrael. As usual, my father didn't touch our trees, Shemitah. And it was not a shliach of Bezdin to take care of the fruits for Bezdin. He wasn't a shliach of Bezdin. So he didn't touch, he said, my father didn't touch, because he heard that his father didn't touch the fruits at all, Shemitah. He didn't care for them or prune them in any way. And he was sure that because of the cold weather, the esrogim wouldn't grow in. And that's their parnasa, that the esrogim wouldn't grow. The frost can really ruin a tree's buds. It was also a very long year with two Adars, like this year with an Ibiyog. Spring and summer arrived, and the trees were covered in weeds because they hadn't been pruned all year. So these beautiful estric trees were covered with weeds because he couldn't do anything to protect them, to take care of them. But then my father saw that many, many esrogim were blossoming on the trees. He realized that the weeds that had grown in all winter because he hadn't pruned the trees, actually saved the trees from the frost. The weeds next to the trunks kept the trees warm and safe so that they could bear fruit in the spring. Hashem is merape, he heals the bitter with bitter. He heals the bitterness with bitterness. And I'm always grateful to you here. I'm saying this on behalf of the entire family. Even though my father, Zecharon Levracha, said very little, but this shul meant so much to him. It meant so much to him. And he would come here, when it was being built. So in those years, he was still driving. He would come from Queens. And every single time that they came from Queens, my father asked me to bring him here to the shul when it was being built, watching every single brick, every single pipe. And the day that we walked in, that first Shabbos, we walked in and to look at my father's face. And then it brought to something so uncharacteristic, which some of the chevres saw, and I'm a little bit embarrassed because it wasn't my father's way, that when there was a dinner a few years ago, and I was sitting next to my father, it's really before his sickness, before he deteriorated. It was the last while before he became very, very sick. And he was just sitting and marveling at everything that the shul had become. And we were watching the film. And my father just grabbed me and he gave me a kiss. And we're not a kissing family. My father said, that's by the Poilushes they do that. That's what he used to say. It wasn't a kissing family. But the grandchildren, he was doing all that all the time, it wasn't a kissing family. He didn't do that. But he gave me that kiss, and one of the chevres said to me, Rabbi, I saw that your father gave you a kiss. And I'm holding on to that. till Mashiach comes, till Tchias HaMeisa. But that kiss was given to each and every one of you because you all meant so much to him. And he knew that all that's taking place in this Beis HaMedrash is the fruit that those rains from those clouds, those unbelievable clouds of those years that he spent in Mara, in the bitterness, that somehow during those years there was rain, and the rain fell, and we're the fruit of those years. Hashem is Baruch Hu helping the schus of my father and all Eilech Yidden and all Tzaddikim, that our fruits and ourselves and our children and our grandchildren should continue to grow. All those who need to get married should be zarech to find the true zirik. And all those who are married should be zarech to have healthy and strong children, singing and laughing and fighting, healthy children. And that will be zarech all of us to walk them to the chuppah at the right time. And that the trees that were planted by our parents, grandparents, shouldn't dry up. They should continue to bear fruit. So Mashiach will not only give us fruit, but we'll be able to give Mashiach the pleasure and the joy of seeing the fruit that those cloudy years brought into the world, and the fire of Mashiach will burn forever and ever. We'll be zeichet to be all of us together, but the glos v'amitish, maybe amen, amen, amen.